Like anything to do with the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme, in the final analysis, your guess is as good as mine as to the chances of approvability for any particular skill set or any particular candidate. Given the circumstances surrounding the professional career of your friend, it seems to me that if he's going to make an application in the QMAS, then it's going to be under the 165-point slam dunk achievements test, rather than the general test. So that would require the candidate to have a significant amount of peer recognition for his accomplishments. That would suggest that if he's had one good book, then it may not be sufficient. There could be a requirement to have a track record of publishing. It also, I suspect, depends on the nature of his writing. So as I say, that's just me surmising. There is the possibility of an application of the achievements test, 165 slam dunk, and that would be it. Whether he's going to get approved or not, as I say, your crystal ball is just as good as mine. In terms of other applications that might be open to him, it seems to me that there probably is only the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme, which is a $10 million Hong Kong dollar investment for residence program that takes 6 to 8 months to complete. If he has that level of funds and he's prepared to lock them into qualifying investment asset classes in the HKSAR, then there's a very good chance that he'll go on to get unlimited approvals under the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme, which would see him living, working, doing whatever he wished quite lawfully in Hong Kong without any further reference to his rationale for being here. Aside from that, I can't really envisage there are any other immigration status that would be suitable for him if he's just going to carry on writing and being a self-commissioned author. That's about the shape of his options as regards immigration. Now, in relation to your questions as regards taxation, alas, my expertise is in immigration. It's not in tax, I'm afraid, so I'm not qualified to answer that question for you. Okay, I hope you found this helpful nonetheless.